Hey, hey, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to be with you here today, Tuesday, November the 10th. And we've got a good show for you today. I'm going to talk about the fact that it's important to focus on the future, on the present, and not dwell on what might happen in the future. This came about interesting. You know, sometimes, as you know, the Holy Spirit moves me to talk about the readings from Daily Mass. But today, my wife was, and this is kind of cool, she reads my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, which is a 365-day devotional for those who tend to worry. And it's a book that I wrote for Dynamic Catholic a few years ago. And she said, you know, you had a really good devotion today. And I don't keep up with it every day, you know. But she read it to me, and I said, yeah, I like that. Because, you know, as an author, some of the things you write, especially when you feel, when you let the Holy Spirit lead you, as I do, I mean, honestly, you know the deal. We've talked about this. I know what I can do on my own, which is just about nothing. But when so I really am dependent on the Holy Spirit to work through me. So when I do that, I tend to not dwell on what I write. I get ideas, I put them on paper, I talk about them on the radio, and I don't fixate on them. So I don't remember what I wrote several years ago, so I don't especially make it a point of reading my books every day. But when she read this to me, I thought, this is really good. It's from the book of Ecclesiastes, and it's not a verse that is right on the top of my head. This is not one that I typically share. But at the time I wrote this book, I went through the Bible, really, I remember doing it at the Adoration Chapel in front of Jesus and just asking him to direct me to different verses, and especially to new ones that I hadn't talked about in the past. And look, when you got to do 366 verses, because I do include leap year in here, when you got that many verses you have to come up with, You're going to find some that you had never considered before. You know, we all know the standard anti-anxiety verses contained in the Bible, but there's some in there that you may not have noticed. Well, this is one of them, and I just feel inspired to talk about it today. So we're going to talk about it on the program today. The fact that you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. That's the way life works. Now, there's good news when it comes to that message. The fact that you have good days, you have bad days. If you're having, and please don't say, well, I'm having a good day, so therefore I'm worried that tomorrow is going to be bad. And that's what we do sometimes. We ruin it. But rather, the fact that when you have good days, you can celebrate. And you could thank the Lord for letting you have a good day. And you could kind of store it up, knowing that, store those good feelings up, knowing that you can pull them out again when you're having a bad day. We're going to have them. Not every day is going to be containing events that work out perfectly in your favor. It just doesn't, you know that. And you might be going through a really difficult spell right now. And I'm here to tell you, and that's one of the reasons I just felt I had to share this message. Whatever you're going through right now, it's not going to last forever. It is temporary. I don't know how long it will last. It might be over today. It might be over tomorrow. It might be over several years from now. It might be over the day you die. I don't know. But I can guarantee that every problem we face in this life is temporary. And I think that in and of itself is a positive and uplifting message. Just to know that my problems will come to an end. It might be a while. I don't know how long it'll be. But as long as I know they're coming to an end, I find that to be comforting. So that's the message today. We're going to have good days. We're going to have bad days. Ups and downs, peaks and valleys. That's the way life works. However, the good news is nothing lasts forever except eternal life. So once we get to heaven, everything's going to be perfect. And you'll be in total happiness forever. But right now, we will have highs and lows. And I think, judging by the comments I've been getting, judging by the state of the world at the present moment, there's a lot of us who are going through a difficult time right now. And you need that message. You need that message of to uplift you, to give you hope, to help you keep going. Because nothing is more difficult than keep going than to keep going when, boy, I didn't know how to say that. I didn't know how I was going to get my way out of that. nothing is more difficult than to try to keep going when you're not, when you're feeling hopeless or when you're feeling discouraged. So I'm here to give you some hope today and to encourage you, to let you know that with God all things are possible, that you will have good days and bad days in life. Don't panic. Just take it one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time, whatever works for you. And know that the Lord is with you always, no matter what you do. So that's the message today. Let's pray. Let's turn to our Father in heaven right now, and let's pray, and then we'll get on with the show. Okay, sound good? Settle in, relax, do what you have to do, make yourself comfortable, and I hope you're going to be able to stick around with me for the entire program. Because I'll be lonely if you leave. I'm staying, I promise, I'm staying. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for letting us be in your presence. Father, thank you for always being available whenever we want to talk to you, which is kind of incredible because you don't force your way into our lives, even though you could. I mean, you created us. You, the very fact that we're alive shows that you love us and that you care for us. But you don't force your way into our lives. So, Father, we turn to you willingly today. We ask you to hear our prayers. We ask you to grant us what we need. We ask you to help us to trust you more. We ask you, Father, to become real in our lives so that we think of you throughout the day. We thank you, Father, for sending Jesus, your Son. And we pray that we can have an increased awareness of his presence in our lives too, so that through him, we can draw closer to you. Father, we lift up all of our needs right now, whatever they may be. You know what they are. Our needs, some of which are known, some of which are unknown. We give them to you. We ask you to give us, Father, this day our daily bread. We're just going to ask for today because that's what Jesus told us to do. Give us what we need today, and then we'll be back tomorrow to ask for what we need tomorrow. Father, I ask you to use me this day as your instrument. Please speak through me. Give me the words for this show. Help me get out of the way so you can deliver your message through me. And open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to your message and willing to put it into practice. Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much for praying with me. It's always a pleasure when we get to do that, when we get to approach our Heavenly Father. And you know, sometimes I don't want to stop praying when we do this at the beginning of the show, but I have to reel myself in because we only have so much time. But it is important. I really go into these shows completely dependent on the Holy Spirit working through me. That's why I always ask the Father to send the Spirit to give me the words so that I can deliver the message that I'm supposed to deliver. Because if it was up to me, I might end up delivering a message that is not what God wants me to, it might not be what God wants you to hear. So I want to be careful that I give you what God wants you to hear. And I trust that he's going to do that. And our job, you know, and I say our job, mine too, is to be open to that message. So when I'm speaking, when I'm delivering the message on the program, I'm listening too. And there are many times when I do this show and I say something and I say, whoa, that is something I've got to address in my own life. So I'm hearing the Lord speak too. When I'm not just directing this to you. I'm speaking to myself as well. Just a quick reminder, tomorrow, Wednesday, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, you can catch me on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio, which is with my regular segment, We've been going through my book, Let Go of Anger and Stress, and we've been going through each of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about gentleness. And if you get a chance, please try to listen, because gentleness is one of those fruits that is often misunderstood. Sometimes we think of gentleness, it's also referred to as meekness, as being weakness or wimpiness, and guys don't want to be gentle. But actually gentleness, as you'll hear me say on the program tomorrow, and as I state in the book, Let Go of Anger and Stress, gentleness is actually power under control. You can't be gentle unless you're powerful. But it's how you choose to use that power. You know, no doubt about it, Jesus had lots of power. But he was gentle. He was meek. He didn't unleash his power on everybody that he ran into just to show them how powerful he was. He never did that. So you and I can do the same thing. Through gentleness, which is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, we can, just because we have the power of the Holy Spirit, and there is power that comes along with the Spirit, doesn't mean we have to just blow everybody away when we're trying to evangelize, when we're trying to win souls for Christ. We can be gentle about it. And I think that is a fruit that could very much stand to be developed in today's day and age. It's very much needed. So keep that in mind. Gentleness is very, very important. If you get a chance, Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. I know it's early, but I'd love to have you listen on the Sunrise Morning Show. That's on EWTN Radio. Okay, so by the way, also followingthetruth.com is my website. If you want to check out information about all of my books, find out about the work that I do, and possibly, if it ever opens up, invite me to speak at your parish or your conference. So I'm hearing some talk about it at certain parishes, but it's still very slow. But there's at least the thoughts being entertained right now for next year to maybe get me to do some live talks. But if you're interested, we can have the dialogue. We could set something up tentatively. You could find out more by going to followingthetruth.com. It's followingthetruth.com, okay? So this verse for today. And if you have my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, this is the message for November the 10th. I'm going to read you it's very short. I'm going to read you the Bible verse first, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. It's from the book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes 7:14. In the day of prosperity, be joyful, and in the day of adversity, consider. God has made the one as well as the other, so that man may not find out anything that will be after him. Now, briefly in the book, let me just read this. It's quick. I wrote this. I often wish that I could predict the future. On the other hand, if we knew ahead of time that suffering was headed our way, we would find it difficult to enjoy the serenity of the present moment. All things considered, God once again knows best. By not revealing the future to us, he helps us to focus on today. Now, I want to talk about that for a minute, because this is a persistent problem. When we look at this verse, the one thing that jumps out at me from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 14, is that God allows us to go through periods of prosperity, and he allows us also to go through periods of adversity. Sometimes everything's going well for us. Other times, it seems like nothing is going well. For the most part, life is a combination. Every day has some high points and some low points. You know, and then there are times when we seem to be seeing more and more of the high points, of the mountaintop experiences, and very little of the valleys or the low points. So sometimes you do have really big highs and lows. But for the most part, every day he's got some disappointments. We got some good things as well. Now today I woke up, I was a little tired. When Eileen and I were going to church, especially when we came back, there was somebody in front of us doing 15 miles an hour in a 45 zone. You know, it was annoying me, because that's what happens. It's a very little thing, but these are the little inconveniences we have in life. then because I was tired when I woke up this morning, I had some work to get done, some writing to get done, and I was tired. It wasn't easy for me to do it. You know, that combination of, and some days you just feel more energetic, you feel more positive. Other days you don't feel energetic, you feel kind of down or discouraged. These things happen. And it's really critical that we don't base our actions on our feelings. Because consider this, everything we do in life, every word we speak, every action we do, it all begins with a thought. Sometimes we don't think very much about it, or it almost seems like it's happening automatically. But in reality, before I speak a word, I need to think about what I'm going to say. Now, admittedly, there are times when I speak without doing a lot of thinking. I get myself in trouble there. But I have to make that decision. And sometimes it's a split-second decision. I'm going to say this to that person. I'm going to post this on Facebook. I'm going to tweet this comment on Twitter. You know, it starts in my head. And I decide this is what I'm going to do. The same thing, not just with the words we speak, but the same thing applies to our actions. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up now and I'm going to get something to eat. I'm going to pick up my mug and take a drink of my water. That kind of thing. You know, it starts in the head. Which, by the way, that did sound like a good idea. So I am going to take a drink of my water. But if we depend on our feelings, if our actions are dependent on our feelings, there will be times in life when we won't pray because we don't feel like it. Well, I'm just not going to pray because I'm tired. Or I'm just not going to pray because I've been praying for this intention for 6 months and nothing's happening. And that could lead to serious problems. Well, I don't want to take care of my kids today. Or I don't want to go into the office today. Or I don't want to go to Mass on Sunday because it really doesn't matter and I just don't feel like it. I'm tired. And we start... It usually starts slowly, but eventually we can get ourselves into a lot of trouble when we use our feelings to motivate our actions. The basic rule of thumb is that oftentimes we have to do things even though we don't feel like them. So it's not always going to feel good to do things. It's the same way when it comes to discouraging thoughts. You know, we are very affected by our thoughts. So if I begin to think in a way that's negative, if I begin to think that nothing in life will ever work out for me, and that my prayers will never be answered, and that I'll never be able to give up this sin that I keep committing over and over and over again, and that I'll never be able to get a new job or anything else, sometimes if we're not careful, if we're letting our feelings dictate our actions, sometimes we are going to respond to those discouraging feelings or those even hopeless feelings by saying, I quit. I am not going to do anything anymore. And that's not good. We want to be careful that we don't fall into that way of thinking. Sometimes doing the right thing requires us to do it even if it doesn't feel good. It's like taking care of your kids, doing things for your spouse, going to church when you don't feel like it. You know, so if you are, and the reason I'm telling you this is because just because you feel hopeless right now doesn't mean it's true. Our feelings do not represent reality all the time. A lot of times we feel things, or we just feel this isn't going to work out, or we just feel that this person is going to react a certain way, and in reality, the story plays out completely differently. So don't get too caught up on your feelings, especially the feelings of negativity, the feelings that this will never get better, the feelings that my luck will never change. Don't get caught up in that. So what we need to do in order to change that is to focus on reality. Now, the reality of your circumstances might stink. You know, look, we're in a global pandemic. My wife and I were talking about how many people are affected in a lot of different ways by this thing. Even if you hadn't gotten sick from COVID yet, the pandemic is affecting us. My family and I, thank God, we haven't gotten sick, but we've been affected in a lot of ways. My daughter's college, my speaking work, Eileen's getting out and doing things. I mean, we have real family gatherings. We have been affected in many different ways by this pandemic. And it's easy to become discouraged. It's easy to give up. So we don't want to focus excessively on the negatives in life. You can. Doesn't mean they're not there. Yeah, they're real. But we want to focus on a reality that never changes, and that's God's presence. If I focus on my Heavenly Father, and if you notice, whenever I say the prayer, at the beginning, I allude to it in the prayer. Sometimes I'll even say it before we start. Our Father is here. He's with you. He's with me. He's taking care of us. He's providing for all of our needs, even though we don't always realize it. The Holy Spirit is dwelling in us right now. We might not feel it, but the Holy Spirit's there. And Jesus walks with us. We are in Jesus. We are a part. We talked about this yesterday on the show. We are a part of his body, the church. That's reality. Another reality is God is bigger than anything we are facing right now. And sometimes you just have to focus on those realities, the reality of God, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The reality that he can handle all of our problems. The reality that all of our problems are temporary. And choosing to focus on those things, all of which are true, is going to change your mood a lot more than focusing on what's going on in the country, what's going on globally with the pandemic, or even how badly you dislike your job. You know, all of those things are going to weigh you down. Or, and this is a really nasty one, the fear of the future. What if? I'm not sick today, but what if I get sick tomorrow? What if I lose my job tomorrow? And then you start feeling these feelings, these emotions that are not based on reality. It's amazing. That's the incredible danger about dwelling on feelings or conjuring up imaginary scenarios in your head. Because you can end up feeling sick, discouraged, even hopeless. And you're basing it on imaginary problems, many of which will never come about. So if you're having a bad day today, understand that there's a reason that, number one, God's allowing this to happen because he's in control. He's allowing this problem to happen in your life. He doesn't always will it, but he allows it to happen because he's all powerful. So for some reason, if you're in the middle of stinky circumstances right now, you can rejoice because God is letting this happen in your life for a reason. Now, what can you do? Well, one thing, you can offer it up, unite it with the suffering of Jesus. That's powerful stuff. You don't want to waste suffering. Offer it up. Say, Jesus, I unite my suffering, whatever it is, could be big, could be small, I unite it with yours. Please use it, Lord. And the other thing you need to do is remember that it's temporary. Worst case, it'll be gone at the end of your life. It's still temporary. And when you compare it to eternity, that's not that long of a time. But it is temporary. And know that it'll be gone one day. Know that what you're going through right now is not permanent. And if you feel hopeless, you can conclusively say that this is not real. This feeling of hopelessness is not real. I'm making this up. Why? Because with God, all things are possible. And sometimes you just got to talk your way through it. So that's what you do if you're having a bad day. Things are not going your way. If you're having a good day, don't ruin it. And this is a mistake we make by thinking that, well, tomorrow everything might go wrong. Enjoy it. Thank God for the fact you slept well last night. Thank him that you have food. Thank him that you're able to pay your bills. Thank him that you have a job if you have one. Thank him that you're not sick. Thank him that you're not in the hospital. And then ask him how you can serve him today. Maybe you can go out and do something and help somebody. There are people who can't do that, people who are confined to their homes. Maybe you can make a phone call. Maybe you can say a prayer for someone. Maybe you could do some spiritual reading today. Read your Bible. There are things you can do. Don't waste it if you're having a good day. And then also make a mental note of the fact that things are going well for you. And remind yourself of this in the future. Well, you know, I'm having a really lousy day, but I remember a few weeks ago, I was doing much better. I got through this before. You know, that type of thing can help you in the future when things are not going your way. But that's what we need to remember. Good and bad days. We're all going to have them. Life is a series of peaks and valleys. Everything will not always be going great externally in your life. But remember the reality, though, that God is always with you, that He loves you, and that He can handle any problem you could ever face. That doesn't change. So if you keep that in mind, you can rejoice even in the midst of difficulties. Sound good? All right. Hey, listen, I'm going to have to run. Thanks for letting me hang out with you today. Again, followingthetruth.com is the place to go to find out more about my work. If you haven't yet gotten on my daily email devotional list, go to followingthetruth.com and sign up by providing your email address. That's all you have to do. If you would like to make a donation to keep this show on the air and to keep my ministry in operation, please, I could use it right now. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and you'll be taken to PayPal where you can make that secure donation. If you have anything that if you have any questions or any comments or there's anything I can do for you, please always feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. That's G-A-R-Y @followingthetruth.com. You are in my daily prayers, and I would ask you to pray for me and to pray for my family as well. We got to pray for one another, right? Because the evil one's out to get us. We just got to, you know, he can't force us to do anything, but he's going to try to play with our thinking. So we don't want to let him convince us that things are hopeless or that we're useless. All a bunch of lies. But we need to pray for each other. God bless you. Look forward to being with you tomorrow. Have a great day.